This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated for February the 14th of 2024. The name of the patient is Steve, S-T-E-V-E. The last name is Coltharp, C-O-L-T-H-A-R-P. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of hyperkalemia that is most likely related to a transtubular gradient defect period. The patient has followed the diet, a very low potassium diet, and he has been taking a K-Exalate on every other day basis, and he has been able to control the potassium very well. In the laboratory workup, the patient has adequate kidney function. The serum potassium was found at 5.2, and this is the day after he had some potatoes the night before because he went out to eat with his son. Period. I think that in situations like this, he will get benefit of a thiazide-like diuretic, metolazone, 5 milligrams to take no more than two times a week whenever he has these quote-unquote dietetic indiscretions. Period. The patient has adequate kidney function. The estimated eGFR is 77. Milliliters per minute, the creatinine is 1. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number 2, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, BPH that is without major symptoms. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We also gave the instructions to give us a call whenever he has nausea, vomiting, muscle weakness, or symptoms that could suggest a hyperkalemia, for us to order a stat test and treat him according to the results. Paragraph, I spent 6 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.